This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joe Farr, good to have you here with us, as you are each and every week. What you got for us?
Well, a lot like what Les was talking about, it all has to, the coronavirus is sort of driving the headlines and therefore driving the markets and causing a good bit of volatility. It's making it kind of tough to be a interest rate risk manager out there because, the news comes out on an unscheduled basis and who knows what to predict. But, Les said it right. It's based on the news and the determination of the pace of increase in new cases, which kind of came out this morning. We had two reports about the coronavirus today, which had an impact on stocks and also on bonds. One was pretty negative early. Stock futures this morning were down a bit. And then about 9:30 Eastern, another report came out, which indicated the pace of new cases had slowed or was slower in this report. And stocks kind of bounced back, and that's having an impact on, or had an impact early on bond prices. Both stocks and bonds are higher now. Bonds have improved fairly significantly during the day and are at the high for the day. So just a tough time out there having an idea of what to do and how to explain it to customers,
Yeah.
So that was today. Looking at last week, it was more of the same. It's like the coronavirus was having an impact on stocks and bonds.
Right.
Had very good data last week. Early in the week, both the ISM manufacturing and the ISM services were good. Yeah. Stock market rallied pretty big Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And during that time, MBS prices fell a little bit. And then late in the week, concerns about what might come ahead. There's been some Friday sell-offs in the stock market as people are showing some concern about not knowing what new headlines may come out regarding the coronavirus. So they sell the stocks and invest a little bit more heavily in safer assets like bonds. So we saw a little bit of that last Friday as well. Even though, there was a drop in the stock market on Friday, even though there was a tremendous jobs report, 225,000 net new jobs, 160,000 were expected. So, it's just somewhat irrational movements going on as it relates to what news you may be seeing, but it kind of makes sense when you understand the significance of the information coming out about the virus. There's pretty significant economic data to come out this week, but again, who knows if that's going to be the driver of it or if there's going to be more coronavirus headlines that change that. But CPI inflation coming out on Thursday and retail sales coming out on Friday, and both could have a big impact on MBS prices in the stock market. And then as we just watch for new headlines, we'll see what effect the coronavirus has on the same.
Yeah, very interesting. It's amazing. A coronavirus impacting mortgage rates. Go figure.
It really does. Yeah.
Yeah, but it is. It's absolutely there. It's real. Appreciate you, Joe. Thanks so much for dialing in and sharing your wisdom with us. Hope you can stay tuned for the whole podcast, especially the Hot Topic segment. Let me get your questions in. Good. Looking forward to it. All right. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, of course, Black Knight, who we have as our guest, Open Mortgage, Finastra with their FusionBot solution, the Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative. Both these collaboratives help you get up close and personal with more people. And I love some of the things that both of these groups are doing at the peer analysis. Also, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America. Indicom, our latest new sponsor. Great to hear that they've joined us. You're going to be hearing more about them and some of their products in upcoming podcasts. Ainsworth Advisors, as well as Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Celebrity Home Loans. Dave Robnett and the team are doing a great job. We're going to get Pete back on the podcast here with some of the things that they're doing. Very innovative. Check out Celebrity Home Loans. Also, Velma, Vidyard, VendorSurf. VendorSurf, we had Scott Roller on the podcast here just recently. It's a great way to check out new vendors if you're searching for them. Who's out there? VendorSurf is a great solution, as well as AI Assist. And, of course, we want to say a special thank you to our regulars, Alice, Andy, Alan, and Joe.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.